I'm now joined with Councillor Patricia Rowe, Social Democrats, to discuss the need for more public toilet facilities in Dublin City, our local parks and amenities. Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny.
At a recent North Central Area Committee meeting, you tabled a motion asking management to install more toilet and washroom facilities in Dublin City Centre and our local parks. Tell us more about it and the outcome of discussions.
Thanks, Johnny. Well, firstly, I submitted the motion to our local area. So it's a Dublin North Central area, which covers three wards. My own area I represent, which is Artane Whitehall, Clontarf and Dunamead. So that's most of the area north of the city to the right. And then we have Dublin North West to the west. So the areas that I'm talking about cover everywhere from Dollymount all the way out to Darndale. In my opinion, we do not have enough public loos. And my question to the council was twofold. Firstly, to look at the provision of temporary facilities for this particular time that we're going through at the moment, when people are having to exercise outdoors more and more, and there's more and more using our parks and our public areas. So that's for temporary facilities, particularly in our parks, which don't have public toilets at present. And secondly, was to look at the longer term issue of providing public toilets in areas where people exercise and recreate, areas that are well used. I was really very disappointed with the response that I got from DCC, which used, with regards to parks, the usual response, which is antisocial behaviour, that if you erected temporary facilities, that they would be vandalised. And I disagree with this, but I'll let you come back to me on that if you wish to.
Patricia, why do we need to have tea rooms in order to install toilets? Not everyone uses tea rooms, and they may still need to use toilet facilities regardless.
Yes, I agree. I think that's a bit of a cop-out. And actually, if you look at the answer to my motion, where I mentioned in particular Albert College Park, which is there on Ballymun Road. It's really, really, it's a beautiful park, but it's really, really well used. It has a huge new children's playground. It has football pitches, Gaelic and soccer. It's used by a cricket team from DCU. So many sports, so many people use it. And I really consider that it should be, that's somewhere that should have temporary toilets. The answer I got to my motion was that they are looking at putting in toilets there when they develop tea rooms. Now, those tea rooms and that idea is just an idea. It is not even a concrete, pardon the pun, proposal as yet. The idea behind this thinking from DCC's point of view is that if you situate public toilets within tea rooms, that they won't be vandalised. But my argument is that, A, that won't happen for years to come. And, you know, we have to look, we have to think outside the box, and we have to look at different types of toilets and what can be used. And if you look, say, on the continent, they have all different types of toilets in different areas, and they're not vandalised to the extent that was done here. You know, I understand Dublin City Council come from a point of view that years ago, public toilets, you know, got a really bad name. There was a lot of, you know, maybe drug dealing and other sort of antisocial behaviour going on there. But they can avoid that. And my argument would be that they don't have to situate them within tea rooms. Also, if I can make a point, that public toilets, we'll say, can be quite expensive to build. So, for example, two cubicles, one for, we say, disabled, other for able-bodied people, is costing roughly, I'm given a figure, of about 65,000 to provide. Now, that's not even to install. And that's quite a large amount of money. But if you look at, say, other ideas, well, other ideas I have is for going forward to look at different options. So say in public areas where you might have a vacant retail, there's a lot of empty shops around in our areas at the moment, and a lot of shops may not be reopening after the pandemic. Places like that on high streets, on public streets and near parks and public areas could be converted. You could have a small retail unit that's used as a public toilet. The new types of toilets are all accessed by card. So they're one door into a unisex toilet accessed by a card for a small fee, can be, and I'm in favour of that. So that's one option. And another option is, and if you think of somewhere like Dollymount, is to use compostable loos. One lady who was corresponding to me on this issue mentioned that she'd been to Table Mountain in South Africa and they had a compostable loo up there, which, of course, does away with the need for plumbing. Well, we as councillors have to put this. Dublin City Council have to kind of think outside the box and think of new ways of servicing our city. And I'm talking about the city, not just our areas, our own area. They have to look at alternative ways and maybe less expensive ways of providing public toilets.
OK, Patricia, is there any budget allocation in the CE Capital Fund this year for public toilets?
Very good question, Johnny. There's none in our local area, and I mentioned that at our short discussion at our last meeting, was that there's no budget in what's called the discretionary fund, which local areas use for funding local projects throughout the year. The last figure I can see is in the budget, this is the Dublin City Council budget for 2020, and there was an expenditure for public toilets of, now this is a prospective expenditure of €128,668. And I am trying to find out, because I don't think that was used, because there were no new toilets built, certainly. And in the last year, or since last summer 2020, the only new public toilets have been the two temporary ones that have been set up, one in Stevens Green there at the top of Grafton Street and the other at Jervis Street. That's something that I'm following up on. So I'm afraid, Johnny, I can't just answer that for this year. But what my feeling is that there are monies there, but they haven't been drawn down.
Patricia, tell us about the toilet facilities on Duncannon Beach in Wexford and how a similar installation could benefit areas in Dublin.
Last summer, in that short period of time that we managed to get away from our 5Ks, I was down in Wexford on a family holiday. And there was a little area near where we were staying called Duncannon and had a beautiful beach. And just on the pathway above the beach, and if anybody has seen that Northside People article, I submitted the photograph, because I submitted this photograph into DCC when I submitted my question. And to me, it was a perfect example of what we could have in near our parks, near our beaches, in public areas. So it had a couple of cubicles, a wheelchair accessible one, two other cubicles, and then it was open on either side. So you could see those doors, we say, from either side. And then it was fronted by a timber structure. And on the back of that were the sinks, which are facing the doors of the cubicles. Now, I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but to me, and the reason I actually got onto Wexford County Council and asked them would they have a photograph and that I could use it, it was a good design, it looked well, but it lent itself to being well maintained, to being clean and to being in the line of sight. If you were sending a child in to use the loo, let's say, you could stand there, it could be seen. And I think it would overcome, because I knew before I submitted the question to DCC, particularly to the Parks Department, you know, they, as I say, because they've been burnt before with antisocial behaviour and with vandalism, and as I say, they want to spend what is essentially our money wisely. That's what I was trying to make the point, that I thought that this was a very good example of a design that didn't lend itself to antisocial behaviour.
OK, Patricia, you briefly touched on this earlier, but generally, how does Ireland compare to the rest of Europe in terms of toilet facilities? Are we way down the list?
Yes, we are way down the list. What a thing that has struck me when you go abroad is that you can find a public toilet when you're out and about, and particularly when you go to tourist areas. But in Ireland, and I know this because for the last couple of years I've had people coming over here to visit us from abroad. And when you go to a lot of our scenic areas, it's something that arises. It's only natural. And we just have such a lack. Now, my colleague, Joan Hopkins, she represents a Sutton area in Portmarnock, and she sits on Fingal County Council. And she's got assurances from Fingal for, she's been plugging away at them for quite some time. And she's got assurances from them that they're going to put loos in at Borough Beach and Portmarnock and hopefully at the Summit in Howth. Now, these aren't new. These are reopening or renovating what were existing facilities. But the point is that if you're a tourist and you get a bus or you get the Dart out to Howth, we'd say, and you do the cliff walk, you just would expect, and tourists do expect, that they would find public convenience somewhere in that vicinity if they've been out and about for a couple of hours. And the same again in the city centre. And I don't see why somebody should have to, you know, find a way in through a crowded pub if that's what they do to try and use a loo. And as you see more and more in our in the city, you see toilets for customers' use only. It's something I came across actually online. Now, I haven't experienced this myself, but I saw it was in Germany, where the local councils were providing somewhat of funding, or I think it was some sort of relief on local paid rates, where businesses put a sign in their door saying toilets available for public use. And that's another idea. So that if we had cafes and other places which have toilets for use, if they made them available, because I mean, some people might feel okay doing it, but I particularly wouldn't feel like just walking into a restaurant and marching straight through to use their bathroom and then march out again if I, you know, was caught short, but obviously didn't want to go in and sit down and order. So yes, we are way down the list, and it's the thing that, as I say, it lends itself then, as you know, to public urination and all that goes on in around the city. And that, of course, takes away from the appeal of our city to tourists. I just want to mention, I noticed last night my other colleague, Gary Gannon, was tweeting about the fact that last year he had asked the Minister for Public Works to provide some temporary provision in Phoenix Park. Now, you can imagine on a day like this, and particularly on a weekend time, how many hundreds of people are in the Phoenix Park. And yet the only loo, the answer came again about vandalism, everything else, and that there is a loo available in the visitor centre. But I don't think that's good enough, A, to have one loo away, hidden away, sort of, and I don't mean so much hidden away, but I mean, it's not, a lot of people might know exactly where the visitor centre is, but it's there in just with the tea rooms in that centre, as opposed to some facilities being out in the kind of general main area or along the main thoroughfare there where people would see it.
Well, Phoenix Park, the largest park in Europe, I mean, that's a bit of a joke, isn't it, in terms of toilet facilities?
Well, it really is. It was last night when I just saw that tweet and I thought of speaking to you this morning, and I just thought, well, yes, it is the largest city park in Europe, and to think that we don't have, you know, there shouldn't be just one in a tea rooms off over in one corner, you know, there should be. But it's the same again, I'll go back to Dollymount in our area, because somebody emailed me about that a couple of weekends ago. They were there. It was one of the particularly fine weekends. Hundreds, if not thousands of people on Dollymount, and there was only one loo, which is the one there on the Bull Wall, and it's called an APC, and there's two of them in Dublin, one on Sandymount and one on Dolery, automated public convenience, and it's the one with it's self-cleaning. But the thing is, and they are really, really, really expensive to install, but unfortunately they are very temperamental, and they break down a lot. So that one was out of use on the day that the person who contacted me was there. And that's the only loo available on all of Bull Island. I think there is a public loo in the Interpreter Centre, but that's closed due to COVID.
OK, what's your view, Patricia, in relation to antisocial behaviour and vandalism in the vicinity around toilet facilities and parks? I mean, if they are locked up after dark, including the park itself, surely that's enough prevention. Could this not be an option for the likes of Griffith Park and Albert College Park?
Well, actually, Johnny, in my question on the temporary structures part of it, I suggested that if there were portaloos, are not a good question. If that was you see at festivals, and I'm sure all those people who provide toilets for festivals and all those kind of thing, they're all lying idle at the moment because there's no festivals or anything like that happening. But if they were situated, and this is a short term measure, but if they were situated in the park keeper's yard, so you know most parks that I know. And I know in, say, Griffith Park, for example, the gate is always open into the park keepers there. The guys are coming in and out doing their work. And if there was a loo there at night time, in the evening time, when the park staff are finished work, that would be locked away. Yes, that's exactly my point. And I made that point in my question. On a long-term issue, I think, and for providing facilities long-term, I kind of think that, you know, it's not just about parks, and it's very often, and I just have to mention this as a woman myself, you know, very often it can be a woman's issue, and women suffer from this issue more than men, A, that they can need to use a bathroom more frequently. And I was thinking that if we could look at areas near parks, near public parks, but in the public domain, so that when it is evening time or night time, that you still have somewhere where there are lots of people around. You know, maybe it's near a block of shops or whatever, so that you're not putting a structure in a park and then as I say, that it's open to vandalism or whatever. But they're as I say, these are all suggestions. And what I was so disappointed about was that at our meeting, we didn't really have a discussion on this. A couple of other councillors spoke in support of me, but it was rushed at the end of the meeting and there was very little feedback from council management themselves who make the decision. So that's the reason why I will be taking this further and I won't be giving up on it just yet.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Thanks again, Patricia, for joining us. Great talking with you. All the very best. Do take care.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, that was Councillor Patricia Rowe, Social Democrats, talking about the need for more public toilet facilities in our city, local parks and amenities.